In the summertime, here on Radio 1, David Hamilton brings you so much fun. From 3 till 5, special guests and special groups to blow your mind. Here at Mallory Park, David Hamilton on Super Radio 1.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome to the Radio 1 Fun Day Out from a very congested Mallory Park. You're listening to the music this afternoon on Radio 1 on our Fun Day Out from Mallory Park. We have everything here except the current bun. No sunshine, I'm sorry to say, but we have thousands and thousands of people, as you probably heard on the motoring news. Before we came on the air, you can hear some of them there. Mallory Park is closed, so don't come along and join us. We have not got room for any more. We've come actually to the centre of the racetrack here, down by the boating lake, because it's so hectic over in the Radio 1 caravan. With everybody's safety in mind, we've come over to the middle of the track here, and we're going to be talking to some of the pop stars, starting in a moment.
Now there's are three steps to heaven. Just listen and you will plainly see. As life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three.
Step one,
you find a girl to love.
Step two,
she falls in love with you.
Step three,
you kiss and hold her tightly. Well, it sure seems like heaven to me. The formula for every
step to heaven,
very simple. Just follow the rules and you will see that as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three.
Now, baby, there are three steps to heaven. Now, all you gotta do is follow the rules, and you will plainly see that as life travels on, things do go wrong. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
You find a girl to love.
Step two,
she falls in love with you.
Step three,
you kiss and hold her tightly. Well, that's your three steps to heaven.
Seems like heaven
to me.
Just follow steps one, two,
and three.
Right, that's Shawadi Wadi, the first of our guests on the show this afternoon. That was called Three Steps to Heaven. Well, we've all come up here our various different ways. The roads have been extremely congested today. Johnny Walker, Tony Blackburn and I flew up by helicopter this morning. Johnny's moseying around at the moment, signing some autographs. Tony is actually conducting boat rides on the lake right behind me here. And with me right now, as a matter of fact, another helicopter is just coming down and the 3 degrees have just touched down. We'll be talking to those lovely ladies. Would you like that? A little bit later on. But here with me right now, I have the fellows from Shawadi Wadi. First of all, let's talk to Trevor Oakes.
Good evening.
It may be evening to you, but it's still afternoon to us. How do you get here, Trev?
By a motor vehicle in the queue.
You're working very, very hard indeed, I know, at the moment. Where were you last night? Let's ask that one to Alan. Yes, where were you?
Yeah, last night we were in Folkestone, and we drove back through the night, and we got up this morning early to get here, you know, because the traffic was pretty bad.
Where have you got to get to tonight?
We're going to Hammersmith Odeon tonight. We're doing a gig down there and a concert, you know.
It's a busy life, isn't it?
Very.
A hard life on the road. Let's get on to Rod now and ask you finally what... So we're asking all the groups this afternoon to pick their own particular favourite record. And what would you like us to play for Shawaddy Waddy, Rod?
We'd like you to play Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran. Last week it was...
I'm a Coral River hollow. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
"No die, son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. Son, you gotta make some money. But if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. Take 2 weeks, gonna ever find vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
"I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Anyway, welcome back to the David Hamilton Show. We're on the road at Mallory Park. If you were listening to us earlier in the day, you'd have heard Paul Burnett on the air, and I gather, Paul, it was... Can you wake up and join the land of the living? It was a fairly hectic morning, wasn't it?
Was it, really? Yeah. I mean, I think it's exceeded everybody's expectations, you know, the people arriving. And unfortunately, it's caught everybody on the hop a little bit, because in front of the caravan, the Radio 1 caravan, when we did the show this morning, the police did a marvellous job, and the nurses and the first aid people and everything. It was really like a battlefront. And unfortunately, it's nobody's fault. It's one of those situations where it's nobody's fault. Everybody's enthusiastic, having a good time, and they're pushing forward and wanting to see everything that's going on. Me. But
you are going on, but no, don't worry.
I'm trying. satisfaction.
Hey, David Hamilton inviting you to stay with me through the afternoon until 5 o'clock. Radio 1's Fun Day from Mallory Park in Leicestershire. And if you can hear little bits of noise going on all around us, apart from the racing cars, there are helicopters flying in and out and speedboats just behind us with Tony Blackburn. One of those helicopters fairly soon should be bringing along the Bay City Rollers, who are coming to join our other stars who are here. The Radio 1 DJ and celebrity race was due to have started now. It's a little bit late starting, but we'll keep you posted. In the meantime, coming up to the grid, we have Nazareth on a white bicycle. That's Nazareth there and my white bicycle. I can't actually see any white bicycles at the moment, but I can see, looking across the track behind me here, a solid block of cars and a solid block of people as well. And I think it's an awful long time since as many people have been here to Mallory Park on a Sunday afternoon. In fact, just in case you were thinking of coming along and joining in the fun, may I just say that the doors are closed, so we can't actually accommodate any more people at all. We've got people going past. I think anybody taking a scheme boat, water boat ride with Tony Blackburn this afternoon, may I just say, is taking their life in their hands. So let's go over now to the starting grid, where Brian Jones, the general manager of the racing school at Brands Hatch, is waiting for us. Brian, do they look just about ready to kick things off?
Well, I had hoped to be able to say yes, but it looks as though we've got a delayed start. Probably due to the fact that there are some people on or near the circuit where they shouldn't be. People are not remembering that motor racing is dangerous and they've got to keep behind the barriers.
Can you give me here a little idea of how long you think it'll be now?
Well, it's difficult to say. I would think another couple of minutes anyway, probably three or four. Now, I can tell you a little bit about what's happening on the grid and who's there if you want to know.
Yeah, okay, just give us a quick rundown on who's there and ready to go, Brian, if you will.
Well, there are some surprises here, because I think most people would expect to see Noel Edmonds on the front row, but no. Cozy Powell is, in fact, in pole position. Brian Gibson of Geordie is in the middle of the front row. Brian drove extremely well in practice. And on the outside, Emperor Roscoe. Behind them, we have Malcolm Allord and Mac Kisoon on the second row. And we have to go all the way back to the third row before we find John Peel, Noel Edmonds and Rick Price.
Right you are, Brian. Well, thank you very much indeed. We're going to play another disc. We're going to play Hot Chocolate Disco Queen. We'll come back to you after that for the start.
Satisfaction. All she needs is a guitar playing high. She don't need no sweet talking man. Tell her how much he loves her. Break her heart, leave her alone to cry. Yeah, yeah, music is a lover.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and on. Music is a lover. Music turns her on and on.
Disco queen, disco queen.
She don't need no kind of useless information by the way she moves when she's dancing on the floor. The disco queen's aware she causes a sensation. Cause every head in the place to stop and stare.
Yeah, yeah, music is a lover. Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and on. The disco queen is away somewhere else. You think you're bopping with yourself. The disco queen is high. She don't need no man to give her satisfaction. All she needs is a guitar playing high. Don't need no sweet talking man. Tell her how much he loves her. Break her heart, leave her alone to cry. Yeah, yeah, music is a lover.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and on.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and on.
Music is a lover.
Music turns her on and on.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Right, there we go. It's all really is all happening here at Mallory Park this afternoon. As I look across the lake there, there's Trevor of Shawaddy Waddy, who is water skiing with all these clothes on. And over the top of the track, there's a hot air balloon, a very colourful red, white and blue hot air balloon, which is just sort of taken off. But we're going to go over to the start now. I think they're about to start the race. Let's go over to Brian Jones. Brian?
Right, thanks very much, David. In fact, they are. The minute signal has gone, and the starter is up on his rostrum, and so they're revving their engines, getting ready to go. And I'm quite sure that Brian Gibson is absolutely keen to do very well in this race. He wants to beat Cozy Powell, because Cozy is a man with a reputation. He, in fact, goes racing professionally. They're off. So, and the person to have a very good start to start with was Roscoe. And he's definitely gone into the lead. And it looks as though Brian Gibson is just about in behind him with Cozy Powell, in fact, going third into Gerard's... The first bend after the start. They're all very much bunched together and anything could happen. As they come out of Gerard's, which I can still see happily, it's definitely Roscoe in the lead. and I think Brian Gibson second with Cozy Powell third, but I'm sure that order is going to change as they go out of my sight.
Okay, that's it at the moment. Roscoe in the lead, Brian Gibson second, Cozy Powell third. Have I got it right there, Brian?
That's absolutely it. They're
okay.
Now going up to the hairpin.
We will come back later as they come up to the hairpin. We'll check it out with you later. Right now, an appropriate record, I think, from Rufus. This is called Once We Get Started. Is happening all around us here in Mallory Park this afternoon, on the water, in the air, and on the racetrack all around us too. We're going over back to Brian Jones now to tell us the latest position in the race. How's it going, Brian?
Oh, it's going very well. In fact, it's settled down into the sort of pattern we expected. Cozy Powell is, in fact, in the lead, followed by Noel Edmonds. And in third place running at the present moment is Roscoe, because I think Brian Gibson must have spun off. And there's another one off over the other side of the lake. I can't see who it is from here at the present moment, so the order may well have changed yet again. They're on their eighth lap now, so they've only got two laps to go, and I'll try and find out who has fallen off for you. Cozy Powell is well in the lead from Noel Edmonds. Brian Gibson of Geordie is back up to third, with Roscoe in fourth position. Matt Kissoon has done quite well, or was doing quite well, was lying in fifth position. And they're about halfway through their last lap now. And I think I ought to mention that the ladies are still all keeping going. They're fairly well down the list. The leading lady at the present moment is Anne Simmons of the Pearls. There's the winner, Cozy Powell, crossing the line. In fact, it was Matt Kissoon who fell off a couple of times. Now, there's Noel Edmonds second, having lapped Linda Cunningham. And coming up in third place is Brian Gibson of Geordie. And in fourth place we have Roscoe. So, rather, it went rather according to form with those who've had the experience coming through to win the first four places. But Mac really drove quite well. He got it tied up once or twice, but really for an inexperienced driver, he did quite well. And
let's just check on the 1, 2, 3, 4 again then, Brian, if you will, right. For us. One is Cozy Power.
That's right. Second was Noel Edmonds. Third, Brian Gibson of Geordie. And fourth, Emperor Roscoe.
Well, no doubt there are some presentations and so on to be made, but we'll hope to be talking to some of the drivers, including Cozy Powell, who, of course, has won it once again, a little bit later on. Thank you very much indeed, Brian, for a splendid commentary as usual. We're going to move along with more music. Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Roadrunner. And the All-Stars there and Roadrunner, one or two of the cars are still going round on a lap of honour. The people who've come along to join us at Mallory Park this afternoon, it's like a who's who of the pop business. His record is currently standing at number 21 in the BBC Top 30. It is Desmond Dekker.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Me
enter and I
get up in the morning, saving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be there. Choices ago, I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a fog. Me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, the Israelite.
Thank you.
So welcome back to the David Hamilton Show from Mallory Park this afternoon. You've probably gathered that we have a slight amount of chaos here this afternoon, and one of the reasons for that is that with us we have the Bay City Rollers, who've flown all the way up from Bournemouth. Hey! We were all down there last night, and actually Leslie has been doing part of the flying today, right?
That's correct.
How long has this flying thing been going on, Les?
Oh, I've been at quite a while now. I've done the 21 hours flying thing, and I flew them up from Herne Airport to Leicester today. Isn't that, boys?
Yes, you didn't listen.
Well, we better have a comment on the flight, fellas. What was the flight like?
For a second, I think it was great.
For 1 second, you thought it was great?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Did anybody have to reach for that little bag or not?
A few times, yeah, but not the actual bag.
Well, let's have a word with Woody about the tour, because we've been touring around the country. I've been comparing some of the gigs. In fact, we were down in Bournemouth last night, and it really has been a fantastic tour, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been really going great so far. Everything's been really, nobody's been hurt or anything like that. It's been really good.
How's Bonnie Scotland?
Is it still on?
One of the things that I've noticed about your audiences is that they're such nice kids, you know. I mean, they really enjoy the show, and yeah. Chips, who are the group who are on in the first half, they really give them a good hearing, don't they?
Yeah, it's good that, in fact, I think we've got the best fans, I think, ever we have.
Look at the most beautiful girls in the world.
I think you have, yes. And not only you've got the most beautiful girls in the world, but you've got thousands of them. Leslie, would you mind not saying girls on the title like that?
Is this still on, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hello, Scotland. Hello.
Let me ask Derek something about the book, because I know you've just got a book out, the Bay City Rollers book. And what's the book all about?
Well, it was written by Tom Payton. It's just a bit of the life story of the group from the very beginning right up to date, you know.
Does it tell it all? Does it tell all those deadly secrets?
It tells all the secrets, yes.
Well.
Does it tell all about the girls?
The girls. Oh, you lovely girls.
Now, let's have a word with the old man. Where's the old man? What do you think about all this publicity that there's been this week?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't really say nothing about it, you know.
You don't say anything about it? Well, come on, but this is Radio 1. You've got to tell us it all, you see.
Well, we're trying very hard to persuade them to stay.
You are?
At the moment, yes.
Well, judging by some of the mail that there was down there in Bournemouth last night, it seems that there are quite a few other people who are persuading him pretty hard to stay as well.
We've had thousands of letters and all different things, you know, saying, asking them to stay.
It's been fantastic. I saw a huge volume last night, and I don't know how many signatures there were on it, but they must have been really absolutely thousands and thousands of them. And there was one lovely bit in the show last night where they got hold of you, and I thought you were gone. They got you by the legs. And about the first three audiences had got you.
Yeah, well, I was a bit frightened that time. I thought I was about to lose my trousers.
But it seems to have been a very well-organised tour, and it seems that the security and everything has been excellent. I mean, you've had worrying moments.
Paddy and Fred.
Big Paddy and Paddy.
Big Paddy. Are the lads here today?
Yes. We've got Paddy the Plank with us today.
Paddy the Plank, they're all here.
That's how he signs the register.
We really must make an appeal to the fans, actually, if they can hear us, to keep away from the racetrack, because Rollers fans are all over the place now, and in the interest of their own safety, if they can hear me over the address system here, they really must keep away from the racetrack, because otherwise the racing won't be able to continue. Lads, I'm going to let you get off. You're flying down tonight to Torquay. Have I got it nice?
Correct.
Yeah.
Everybody in Torquay.
I wish you luck for the gig tonight. I'll see you in Wolverhampton on Sunday.
Thanks for coming with us.
It's been my pleasure. Will you pick out a favourite record for us?
A Beatles record. All you need is love.
Right, yeah. And girls.
And girls,
girls, girls, you know I could.
Sing.
That's a record that the Rollers picked out as their particular favourite. That was the Beatles and All You Need Is Love. We have the most amazing scenes going on here this afternoon, as you can no doubt hear, partly going on behind us since the Rollers have been here. We have a little river surrounding, well, two various parts of the track here, and the girls are actually swimming across the river to try and get at their idols. In the meantime, their idols are trying to get away, and in the meantime, we're about to meet our next guest from Slade, Noddy Holder. Come on, West, that's Chicago. Right, that's Slade there, number 14 in the BBC Top 30. Thanks for the memory. The Bay City Rollers are safe, if slightly drenched at the moment. In fact, we're all huddled into a tiny little room here. There are the Rollers, Desmond Decker, the 3 Degrees. And in the one little corner over here with me from Slade is Noddy Holder.
Hello there. How are you, David?
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, I'm getting a little bit worried, actually.
Well, not worried. One thing you're not worried about is the record, which is doing very, very well indeed. Tell me what else is happening for Slade at the moment. What are you doing?
Well, we've just finished a British tour, and in the middle of June, we are off to America to do an extensive tour there for a few weeks.
America is a good hunting ground for you, is it?
Good hunting ground and plenty of money, of course.
Uh-huh. And the boys are in the studio today while you're planning to make
The boys are in the studio putting backing tracks down, and I'm driving down tonight to join them.
What do you think about all this motor racing, Noddy? Are you into it? Are you a fan of motor racing?
Yeah, I would have liked to go for a drive today, but Sunday's not my best day. Saturday night I'm usually drunk, and Sunday's not a good day for me usually.
Is it a little bit the morning after the night before?
Definitely
today?
The morning after the night before, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we want you, if you were to pick out a record for us, as incidentally, I must say, Noddy, thank you very much for waiting. I must tell everybody that Noddy has been waiting very, very patiently. We kept you waiting for a couple of hours.
I've been in the BBC bar, I've been in the hospitality tent, drinking whiskey to keep warm.
Well, we've looked after you well, have we?
Yes, definitely.
Never let it be said otherwise.
Right.
Would you like to pick out a record for us to play for you today, Noddy?
Yes, it's one of my all-time favourites, The Four Tops. Reach out and I'll be there.
Thanks a lot, Nod.
See you soon.
That Noddy Holder picked as his favourite this afternoon, The Four Tops and Reach Out and I'll Be There. We've got the Rollers away. They are, in actual fact, on a little boat now in the middle of the lake. I don't know where they're going to go from there, but that's where they are at the moment. And with me here is Annie Nightingale, the Radio 1 DJ who was driving in the race. Annie, were you the first lady?
I don't think I was. It's all right. I actually haven't found out really what happened yet, except that I remember Stephanie Desykes overtaking me. I thought, oh dear. Bye-bye, Stephanie. And then further on, there's a sort of nasty yellow flag waving. So I slowed down and she'd spun in the middle of the track. So I sort of carefully overtook her again. And that is all I know. I mean, I've only just found out that Cozy Power won because he lapped me very beautifully, but I was complimented on the way I let him pass me.
Did you give him a hand signal, being a polite lady driver?
No, I didn't actually. I didn't know who it was at the time until he was past me. Then Noel overtook me and I thought, well, I think one can now rule out any possibility of being a winner.
But
it really is it's an amazing experience. And then my first reaction when I finished was, I want to get in the car and do it again or have another race.
Well, maybe you could do, but best to let your little race on your own a little bit later on. Anne Simmons was in it too. How did Anne do, do you know?
I've no idea. I really haven't sort of seen what happened to her. But all the girls appear to be doing very well. And Linda Cunningham, who was also in the race, although, because she'd taken me round, she was my instructor earlier on. I'm very encouraging.
She's done quite a bit of it, hasn't she,
yeah,
Linda?
Yeah, she has, so that was very helpful.
So are you going to do some more racing in future?
I'd love to, I must admit. I really understand now why people get so obsessed by it, because it is such an incredible feeling, really. You feel as if you're almost stationary and the ground's moving away from underneath you. I must say, I'm so fascinated to see what next episode of what happens to the Bay City Rollers now marooned in the middle of a lake.
Right, we shall keep you posted on that, Annie. In the meantime, let's listen to Neil Sedaka and The Immigrant.
Mothers open their arms to the young searching foreigner. Come to live in the light of the beacon of liberty. Plains and open skies, billboards would advertise. Was it anything like that when you arrived? Rainboats carry the future to the heart of America.
There and The Immigrant. Bay City Rollers still waving to us from the lake. Cozy Parlour, Cozy, congratulations on winning the race yet again.
Thank you very much, David. Cheers.
Any worrying moments for you up there at all today?
No, I had a fair bit of practice in the first race I did earlier, so I'd done a lot of practice. I mean, it wasn't really any problem. As soon as the flag dropped, I just booted it and went from there.
You're racing actually nearly every Sunday this year, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing the Radio 1 Championship. We're doing Snetterson next week, so it's looking good.
So you're racing at different tracks all over the country, virtually right through the summer. And what do you get if you win then? Is there a big prize for it or something like that?
Yeah, there's if you win the championship, obviously it's going to move on to better things from then on. But I'm just going to see how I go this year, and maybe next year do a bit better.
Well, Cozy, I don't think you'll do much better. I think you've had a wonderful year this far, but we wish you even greater success next year. Before we go, we'd like to thank the police very much indeed for their cooperation this afternoon. We'd like to say that the show is produced by Dave Ackie. We invite you to stay listening to Radio 1. We're going to leave you today with Cozy Powell's record that he's chosen for us, The Who and Pinball Wizard from Mallow Park. David Hamilton saying goodbye.
Seen him fall.